USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee's final impeachment report is now public. It accuses President Trump of abusing his power by withholding military aid to Ukraine unless the Ukrainian president investigates Joe Biden. Republicans are reacting to the release of the report.
As you will find out tomorrow, the sideshow of the Schiff report now is coming to the Judiciary Committee, where it should have been to start with. If you're going to do an impeachment, it should have been in our committee to start with. But the committee failed miserably on so many counts this year that it was actually taken from us.
That's House Republican Doug Collins of Georgia. The Navy is adding some firepower to its submarine fleet. It's spending $22 billion on the new Virginia-class subs. The move is meant to counter China's growing Navy fleet. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 280 points to close the day at 27,503. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
While overseas, President Trump with a big announcement saying next year's G7 summit will be held at the U.S. presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland.
Doing some very special things at Camp David. It's nearby, it's close, and we'll have a little bit of a Washington deliverance.
President Trump made that announcement during a photo op with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in London. A Republican lawmaker changes his plea in a case concerning the misuse of campaign funds. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Congressman Duncan Hunter pleading guilty to one count of misusing about $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The Southern California Republican had previously pleaded not guilty to numerous charges. He faces the possibility of several years in a federal prison when he is sentenced in March. His wife Margaret had earlier pleaded guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Move over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Now it's time to give back. Giving Tuesday is devoted to charitable causes across the country. World Vision is among one of the largest Christian humanitarian agencies on the earth. What they do is they help you. You can sponsor children through them in underdeveloped countries such as Rwanda and Haiti. They also have a program where you can actually buy animals, though, and those animals then go to families, which can help the families with milk and cheese and all sorts of things the animals help provide for the family as well. Actress Melissa Joan Hart tells Fox News about some of the great things going on at World Vision.
Yes, I took my 13-year-old and my husband. We've got to go to Zambia and see some projects happening in the field through World Vision. And today on Giving Tuesday, they are matching everything in the gift catalog and every donation up to $1 million in product. So it's kind of a huge day to help out World Vision and children around the world.
After an Oklahoma police officer received a derogatory message on his Starbucks cup on Thanksgiving, a veteran-owned coffee company is stepping up to honor his police department. Matt Best is a co-founder of Black Rifle Coffee Company. He joins Fox News and says,
the beautiful thing about being a consumer in 2019 and going into 2020 is you can vote with your dollar. You can support organizations and companies that are proactive in the support of law enforcement and our military veterans. And that's who we are. And we don't do that for a PR stint. We do it every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.